This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, business, politics, sports, and much more for the entire region. Michael, happy Friday to you.
Well, happy Friday to you as well. Hope we can all stay dry today.
Yes. Well, let's talk first about a sale that happened or appears to have happened in Fort Smith involving some of the old Whirlpool property.
Right. About half the property, about a 620,000 square foot distribution facility, which is a large facility in anybody's book, that sits on that manufacturing complex that Whirlpool operated in Fort Smith. That is in the process of being sold to Spartan Logistics out of Columbus, Ohio. Spartan's an interesting company. It's not just logistics, but it's almost kind of a soup to nuts. If Kyle Kellums had something that he wanted to manufacture and store and then distribute, you know, you could go to them and they could kind of almost manage all of that for you. So that's what they do. They're going to use that facility for that, and it could employ as many as 200 jobs. And you know, Kyle, that's not going to get us back to those 4,500 jobs, those 4,500 good-paying union member jobs, but it's a start. And what it shows is several things. One, that property can be productive again, that there is interest in that property, and there's interest not just locally from local developers, but from a company that operates nationwide. And it also reduces Whirlpool's ownership assets in Fort Smith, and that's important because, you know, Whirlpool obviously for a long time was a good actor. They were good for the economy, but you know, they didn't leave on a good note. And so I think it's important to get as much of that property out from under the Whirlpool control, so that it may be so that economic developers in Fort Smith and around the state may have some more flexibility in how they put the rest of the property to use.
And I think there had been some concern whether someone would be interested in this property at all.
Well, yes, you know, with the pollution problem. Now, this facility is on the other side of where the pollution problem is. You know, we need to keep in mind that no matter who will own the property above the ground level, Whirlpool for the near future and who knows how long is going to always own that ground underneath, the pollution or whatever underneath. So Whirlpool can sell that property if they want, but they still cannot sell their liability in terms of pollution mitigation and cleanup. So, but again, you know, toward that pollution point, that's why it was good that this happened. I mean, it shows that that people are interested and that it can be put back to use. So let's hope this is just kind of a start to what will come in the next few years.
Well, in other business location news, it's going to be a Whole Foods in Northwest Arkansas. This has been rumored and discussed for, it seems, a decade. Now it's going to happen.
Yes, well, now it's going to. And you're right. It's been, you know, a lot of anticipation. And, you know, Whole Foods would, you know, it's funny, they wouldn't confirm. But, you know, right there in the Planning Commission, the Fayetteville Planning Commission documents, it was, you know, this structure and everything that magically fit with a Whole Foods. But finally, in a earnings report the company released on Tuesday, you know, they admitted, yeah, we're, you know, Fayetteville is there and we're moving in, and the city is expected to put in a stoplight near that area. But it will be interesting. I think Fayetteville is a great place for a Whole Foods market. And what's interesting, though, is it's Whole Foods has had some trouble lately. They're, you know, the stock market is a little, I wouldn't say gun shy, but they're a little concerned about Whole Foods because, you know, as Whole Foods proved that their organic model or their different model to providing grocery was success, now we see people like Walmart and Target and Publix and HEB and these other large grocery chains are trying to get into the Whole Foods business, and some folks are concerned that it may cut into that business. But I mean, that's a story for future quarterly earnings. But yeah, in terms of Whole Foods, and you know, I think for people in Fort Smith or around the area, it's going to be exciting because, you know, there's that type of new unique grocery store within driving distance. So I think it'll be good for the entire region.
You mentioned groceries and driving. Walmart is going to construct their first pickup center where you send in what you want and they'll put it together ready for you. And you just drive up and they give it to you.
Yes, and this is, Kyle, I know it may be at great risk of putting too much importance on this. You know, this is not just a little 15,000 square foot facility. You know, the retail world is going to be watching this. I can tell you from the traffic we've had on the CityWire, it's just been off the charts whenever we've posted some of these stories about these Walmart experiments. And this one has really driven traffic. And it's across between a Sonic and one of those automated car washes where you've ordered ahead and you probably have a number. You pull up, you give that number to one of the associates, you drive to another little spot, they bring your groceries out, you drive on. You're not getting out of the car, or theoretically you're not getting out of the vehicle. And, you know, where the retail world is going is trying to figure out how to provide that convenience. And what's interesting is the retail world knows that there's not just one way to provide that convenience. You know, the super center concept, the concept that Walmart now largely operates off of is built around those baby boomers and partially, you know, the generation of Michael Tilley and Kyle Kellums, where we just were trained to go to the super center and get all our stuff. Well, the millennials and these new generations, you know, they have a different concept. You know, they use their smartphones and tablets and iPads to figure out where to get stuff, how to price shop, how to get it delivered. And they're just blowing up this retail model. They're turning it on its head. And so this will be an interesting experiment. We'll see if it meets Walmart's expectations in what is, even though it's in its own backyard in Bentonville, it's still a smaller metro market. If it meets expectations in this metro market, don't be surprised when they're rolling out hundreds of these over a 3 to 5 year period.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, culture, sports, and everything else for this region. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Kyle.